Tav Kuf Men Hey Sifei Mutter Lichter Stark Yidushin Stark Psikto Gitin Mishivoros. Person not to write a Stark of Yidushin of Psikto. The two sides of the Chosn Kala, right now, which each one is going to put into the Navish. Gitin, Shogun is some receipts. Taitikim Matonis, gifts, documents, or the documents of a person who is a Shrimira. He's very ill and he wants to give out his possessions. Pruz Bulin, right? A Pruz Bulin is permitted on the Chol HaMoed before Shemitah. Igros Shum, Igros Mozen, documents of evaluating the property of somebody that owes money and they're going to sell his property. And documents that Bezin sold land of the husband to give food to his wife and his daughters. The chalitza in the union, shtai beirurim, siske dinin, also write documents. Chalitza, lien, a girl was married not by her father, by other family members, and she's less than 12. She could just decide she wants to leave the marriage. That's called lien. Write a shtar on that. Shtar beirurim is a shtar for choosing the different dayanim that they want to use. And the psak of the din is also permitted to be written. The Rambam says, "Mutar lichtov ksuvim by Yishayim." That right, Ksuva, Chol HaMoed, because also they may come to an argument of exactly how much was put into the Ksuva. Mishnah Berurah says, according to this, that nowadays the general meaning is to give a standard Ksuva for everybody. You can't write that Ksuva on Chol HaMoed. Makonim says, if you write with regular handwriting, not Ashuris, then it is permitted. Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that it's mutter. But today that we don't really need the Shtar Ksuva to remind ourselves of the Tanoim, and then you should use a regular Ksav. But you know, again, if a person loses the Ksuva, then they need it, Tzarach HaMoed, then it will be permitted to run. A person always has to have a Ksuva. If he loses the Ksuva, he has a new one, a special Ksuva. Also, you can ask Shayla Shalom, Shalom Shalom Chavei, you're allowed to write letters to one another, Vafila, Vaprat Matia, Shayna Avuda, even if it's Nagir, it's a business deal. Amos says, Yesh Ha'isim B'Sheil Shalom. Those that answer, writing letters, Sheil Shalom. The issue over here is that some hold that Stam writing is considered a type of Maisa Uman, which you need a special head to do. The Nogel Hakma, Pidu G'siv Shalom, Nishu G'sam Nishit. The minute is to Imachma, not to write regular letters. And the Chumra is to make a Shinui, which means that, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says he's supposed to add that word, L'shanis. The Shina is that you write the words and send straight lines and an angle. Once again, stand writing for no reason, you shouldn't even do that way. But over here, to write a letter to somebody with the regular handwriting and writing it at an angle, it's all right. The Maisa Mishavu says that with the regular handwriting, a lot of places can better make it completely without making the Shina. And it says that it's a nice thing to be machmir if one can, to at least have the first line crooked.